Now, friends, we come to the 19th chapter, and we have come to the burden of Egypt. This is the sixth burden, and as we've seen before, this is the judgment. And we have here about 11 judgments upon surrounding nations. That is, they were surrounding the nation Israel. And certainly Egypt is one that we would expect to find in this list. And this is, without doubt, one of the greatest passages that illustrates to me the accuracy of the Word of God. And I personally think one of the greatest proofs that the Bible is the Word of God is fulfilled prophecy. Now, no nation figures so prominently on the pages of Scripture than the nation Egypt in its relationship to Israel. This nation has a longer history than any nation that's mentioned in Scripture, and that includes Israel. In fact, it was down in the land of Egypt that the nation Israel was born. That is, that's where they became a nation. They went down 70 souls of the family of old Jacob. They came up 400 years later with several million, and apparently, I say several million, at least a million and a half. Now, the nation Egypt at that time was an old nation. It was one of the most ancient of the great nations of the past. And the thing that is remarkable about it, it has had a continuous history right down to the present day, and it's in existence today, and it plays a prominent part in world events. And it has a glorious future that's predicted in the passage of Scripture that we are considering today. This chapter here, I think, contains all elements which enter into the history of the nation. We have here its past, its present, and its future. And we find Egypt coming on the page of Scripture when Abraham ran away to Egypt and there got into difficulties. Later, Joseph was sold into Egypt, and during a famine, that brought Jacob and his 12 sons down to Egypt and their families, 70 souls in all. Israel became a great nation in the slavery of the brickyards of Egypt. And then later on, when they returned to the land, a couple of their kings, Ahaz and Hezekiah, both made an alliance with Egypt and found her a very unreliable ally. And during the intertestament period between Malachi and Matthew, Israel suffered grievously at the hand of Egypt. And when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, he was taken down into Egypt. And the gospel in the early days made many converts in Egypt during those first 3 centuries of the Christian era. And out of that section, there came 3 of the great saints of the church: Athanasius, Origen, and Augustine, and several others. But these 3 always seem to me to be outstanding. Egypt is the thorn, I think, in the side of the new nation of Israel. So I've divided this chapter, the first 15 verses, fulfilled prophecy. And then the remainder of the chapter, unfulfilled prophecy, that which is future.